G'day, welcome to Todd's Kitchen. Today I'm going to share with you one of my all-time favourite desserts. It's crunchy and it tastes delish. So join me today as I make my version of honeycomb. Okay, so we're going to start off with a pot on the stove, and I have this on a medium heat right now. So to that we're going to add in 1.5 cups of sugar, then 1/2 cup of honey. Feel free to use any type of honey that you like. Then 1/3 cup of water and 2 tablespoons of golden syrup. Now, if you can't find golden syrup, I'll leave a link down below on my recipe on how to make your own. So now over this medium heat, we're just going to just stir this for a bit, just until the sugar is nicely dissolved. Okay, so while stirring, you're going to get these sugar crystals forming on the side of the pan. Just use a wet brush and just brush it down just like so. This will help prevent crystals from forming on the actual mixture itself. So just keep it nice and clean. Okay, so once the sugar is completely dissolved, I'm going to turn it up to a high heat now and bring it up to a boil. And we're going to let it boil away for about 5 to 7 minutes. And for this next step, I'm going to use a thermometer. Now, this is a specialty candy thermometer. If you don't have one, they're extremely cheap to buy. Just search online and you'll have no problem finding them. So we want to get this up to 150 degrees Celsius or about 300 degrees Fahrenheit, which is the hard crack stage. So we're just going to let this boil away at this temperature. And it's very important that you do not stir it. Just let it go and do its thing until it gets to the right temperature. Okay, so now it's reached the desired temperature. Just take it straight off the heat. Okay, so we're just gonna let it sit here for a minute while the bubbles subside. Okay, so now the bubbles have gone down. There's only a few on the top, that's fine. Next, I have 2 teaspoons of bicarb soda. So we're just going to add that into the pot and stir it straight away. So you're going to notice it's changing colour and frothing up quite a bit. That's exactly how it should be. Okay, so we don't want to overmix it because you're going to knock out all the air. Okay, next I have a baking dish in. I've just given it a quick grease. So now we're just going to simply place our mixture into the dish. And as you can see, it's already got that golden colour that you've come to expect from honeycomb. It really is amazing how this expands so fast too, when you add the bicarb soda, but it works so, so well. Okay, so once it's in the baking dish, we're just simply going to leave it sit here for a few hours just to cool down and harden. Okay, so it's completely cooled down. I've just broken it up into smaller pieces. Now, the thing with honeycomb is it's actually very hard to cut. It doesn't cut, it shatters. But it still works out and it still tastes fantastic. Okay, so you can easily eat it as is and it's going to taste fantastic. Or you can melt up some chocolate and just add some to each one. And there we have it, our homemade honeycomb. So how incredibly simple and easy was that? And I guarantee it's also going to be far, far cheaper than what you pay for the commercial stuff in the shops. But does it taste like the commercial stuff? Well, homemade always tastes better, but, you know, let's see. Oh, that just tastes fantastic. It tastes exactly like honeycomb. And you know why? Because it is honeycomb. So it's a very simple treat to make, very tasty treat to make. And whether you have chocolate on it or just by itself, it's still going to taste simply delish. So for your next party or for the kids, give it a go because everyone will love it. So thank you for watching this episode of Todd's Kitchen. As always, I'll leave a list of ingredients down below, as well as links to my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Home Handy Hints channel. And please do me a massive favour by giving this video a thumbs up, leave a comment and subscribe, and I'll see you next time for another delicious recipe.